Radio 1. Vorspiel.
In einer Märzwoche des Jahres 2006 treffen mehrere heftige Schicksalsschläge den damals 31-jährigen angehenden Schriftsteller Michael Jollet. Einer davon ist die Diagnose einer seltenen Autoimmunkrankheit, die Jollet einen extrem gesunden Lebenswandel nahelegt. Stattdessen beginnt er, Songs zu schreiben, sucht sich musikalische Mitstreiter und startet im kalifornischen Los Feliz die Indie-Rockband The Airborne Toxic Event. Über MySpace werden sie bekannt, es gibt einen Plattenvertrag und Konzerte in den USA, Kanada und Großbritannien. Im letzten Februar kommt mit Dope Machines bereits das 4. Studioalbum in die Läden. Heute Abend rocken The Airborne Toxic Event das Berliner Lido. Und jetzt sind sie unsere Gäste im Radio 1 Studio im Admiralspalast.
Und Sie müssen sehr lachen. Michael, Anna and Darren, welcome. Hi.
Thanks
you were
for having
laughing
us.
About
Hi.
MySpace.
We just,
why?
Heard the word MySpace. We don't speak German, but we heard MySpace and we're like, wow, MySpace.
MySpace.
Wow, we're current. We're with
years
the times.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Friendster. Okay.
Okay, Friendster, genau. Also das ist Netscape. Sehr, sehr lange her. Netscape, genau. Also jetzt fallen die ganzen Indie-Pop.
Indie-Pop. Oh,
genau. We were just talking about Indie-Rock and what it used to mean.
Yeah, I think it used to mean bands that were on smaller labels that used more DIY approach to recording and touring, that also had a more less conventional approach to production and song structure. I think that's probably what it was.
Yeah.
And now it means someone's wearing plaid. That's
wearing
it.
Plaid?
Well, because you'll see like these perfectly kind of art-directed bands on major labels with this massive push behind them, and they go, yeah, we're an indie band. I'm like, no, you're not.
Ah, okay. Also ja, wir haben ja vorhin mit Lingby, vorhin ja schon über die Veränderung des Begriffes Indie-Pop oder Indie-Band überhaupt gesprochen. Also früher waren das eben Bands, die kein Geld hatten und kein Equipment und es war alles klein und ein kleines Label. Und jetzt trägt man das so vor sich her und behauptet etwas, was eigentlich nichts mehr mit dem zu tun hat. You have a Twitter-Account and it says, it's just a phase.
Okay, yeah.
So in what phase are you in right now? Also er hat so einen Twitter-Account und sagt, das ist nur eine Phase. Und ich frage ihn, in welcher
Phase
er gerade ist.
I think I'm making fun of my, like, I'm such an intermittent Twitterer. I'll send a tweet about once every week.
Uh-huh,
maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I'll forget. And then
so
I'm
it's
like,
just
oh, yeah.
a phase then.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like in the moment where I'm like, I often ask myself, what would Tom Waits tweet? And then I think, nothing. And then I just carry on living my life.
Ja, okay. Also er hat diesen Twitter-Account und da steht eben, es ist nur eine Phase drunter. Und er sagt, ja, genau das ist es. Also er setzt vielleicht einmal in der Woche einen Tweet ab und er fragt sich, was Tom Waits vielleicht twittern würde. Und er würde exakt nichts twittern. Und das ist genau das. Das Leben geht weiter, auch ohne Twitter. So, you have a new album. It's the 5th album. Dope Machines.
Well, Dope Machines is our 4th.
Fourth.
And God and Whiskey is our 5th. So we released two on the same day.
Oh, I didn't know about the new one.
Yeah. We released two on the same day. So the second one was just through our website for our fans. And the first one, Dope Machines, is like the big one.
Ah, okay. Just for your fans. Also es gibt zwei. What is the title of the second
one? The second one's called Songs of God and Whiskey.
Ah, Songs of God and Whiskey. Also sie haben beide zum gleichen Termin im Prinzip veröffentlicht. Aber das erste ist für den großen Markt und das andere für den, also Dope Machine ist für, alle und die anderen nur für die Fans im Prinzip, ja? Also it's just for the fans, just for
yeah,
the
well,
just put it
we,
on.
Dope Machines was a big electronic synthesizer-driven record. It started to feel, after we were doing Such Hot Blood, like there was this type of sound that was the Airborne sound. And we'd sort of gotten known for this kind of meshing of folk music, symphonic music and rock and roll. And then I found like when writing, I would write a lot of songs and then I would try to write songs that were in the Airborne sound. But then it just wasn't what I was writing most of the time. Most of what I was writing was keyboards and synthesizers and that sort of thing. And it started to feel like I was being sort of disingenuous trying to write songs for a specific sound, which was this symphonic rock sound.
Yeah.
So it started to feel a little stale. So I thought, well, you know, I'd been doing all this bedroom kind of electronic recording for a long time. And I thought, well, what if we just did this, made this? And it felt good to not limit. I thought it was the right choice not to limit. You know, if you're gonna, it's really hard to be in a rock band, you know, and people really want, they're not stupid, they want the best of you. And if you're only going to put out 30% of your songs because they conform to a certain sound, they're not getting the best of you. They really want your struggle and they want like the honest, you know, aftermath of your efforts. Mhm. And so then it made sense to put all that on an electronic record called Dope Machines.
Ja, also die Geschichte dieses Albums ist, also es gibt ja diesen typischen Sound, diesen Toxic, Airborne Toxic Event Sound, den die Leute erwarten und lieben. Also diesen Folk Sound, also diesen orchestralen Sound und so. Das lieben sie, das erwarten sie. Und er hat geschrieben und geschrieben und er hat eben ganz viel mit diesem Equipment, mit dem elektronischen Equipment gearbeitet und stellte dann fest, dass das im Prinzip genau das ist, worauf es hinausläuft. Also, und man sollte nur das Beste, guckst mich so skeptisch an, so ungefähr, nur das Beste geben, was man machen kann. Und das ging in diese Richtung. Und also haben sie dieses Dope Machine Album, ein elektronischeres, ein you used equipment, old equipment,
vintage keyboards, CS80s,
yeah, also
and
mit
Moogs
alten
and
keyboards und so, genau.
All kinds of stuff that you would hear on like Brian Eno's records early on, or I don't know, David Bowie records.
Yeah.
And then the flip side to that was Songs of God and Whiskey. I mean, was there was still a lot of just kind of acoustic songs, folk songs, rock and roll songs. And again, there was no point in being limited by a specific sound. It felt fake. So, you know, there was a desire just to get in a room as a group and just play.
Yeah. Okay. Also that's a more live album.
It's much more live. We had 3 weeks and we just plugged in microphones. I wasn't sure if I remember that first day, Darren, and like Darren came down and we were just like, you know, he came to the studio and we were just like, are we going to get through this? I think it was 18 days, I want to say, or something like that.
Also, sie haben 18 Tage im Studio verbracht und naja, und der, das ist eben diese andere Seite der Band, die dann eben auch auf ein Album gepresst wurde. But this song you're singing right now is
on both.
It's from on both. Yeah. Oh, okay, but it's the acoustic version.
Yes, the acoustic version is on Songs of God and Whiskey, and then the big electronic version is on Dope Machines.
Airborne Toxic Event and California.
We're going through a drought back where we live in California, and there's always been a kind of drought in California, so this song's about that.
Here in California, we are...
Das komplette Interview mit Musik hören Sie auf radio1.de.
California. Airborne Toxic Event, es ist auf beiden Alben drauf, sowohl auf Dope Machines als auch auf Songs of God and Whiskey. Beautiful cover, the cover.
Also that's a local artist named Mike Stilke, who is part of Black Market Collective in Culver City, which is a collective that Shepard Fairey belonged to and a bunch of local Los Angeles artists. Shepard Fairey, who did the big Obama poster that was really famous.
Okay.
Of him, like,
almost
looks like Russian constructivism. So he's been part of that scene, and he's a very prominent artist in Los Angeles. And he was a friend, and we asked him if he would do a specialty cover for our record.
It's beautiful.
And so he painted that for us.
Ja. Also das Cover für Songs of God and Whiskey hat ein bekannter lokaler Künstler gemacht, der auch dieses bekannte Cover von, dieses Poster von Obama, das so im Stil des russischen Konstruktivismus gemacht wurde, entworfen hat. Und er hat dieses Cover gemacht. So, I read that you spent a year locked in a room working 10 years a day for about, I don't know, a year to write the songs for both albums? Or?
Well, the second record had five new songs, and five of the songs were sort of cherry-picked from over 10 years of songwriting. So, yeah.
But you wrote 40 songs.
40 songs during that year, yeah. It was really challenging, and it was really lonely.
It sounds like self-punishment.
It wasn't. It was creative and fun, and it felt like learning how to do something new, which was producing with keyboards and with beats. And it felt like it would be 8 hours in, 12 hours in, day. I mean, God, a couple of these songs, like California, for example, and another one-time thing, I think they took 6 weeks each.
Really?
Just those two songs each were 6 weeks, so 3 months for just those two songs. And so much time just thinking through what each part was and what it meant and how to do it. And I know there's people that can do that stuff very, very quickly.
Ja, you know? Mika war, also er hat, ich habe es irgendwo gelesen, tatsächlich für ein Jahr hat er sich zurückgezogen und geschrieben, und zwar 10-12 Stunden am Tag. Also es gab schon Songs vorher, und er hat aber wirklich für einen Song wie California ganz, ganz lange gebraucht und gearbeitet, und das war für ihn ein völlig neues Arbeiten und völlig interessanter, kreativer Prozess. Did you have contact with the band in the meantime? Also hat er in der Zeit auch mit der Band?
Yeah, for sure. For example, the song Wrong, it was just kind of a different process. So like, usually the way we'd work on a song, Darren and I would sit in a room with a guitar and drums and work out the drum beats. And then with Wrong, I'd made a beat that was kind of like a basic beat. And then basically we sat in the same room, because it was actually our rehearsal room that we were in before, and discussed how to program this beat. And then there's also some live playing in there as well, like Chains, for example. He's huge toms, or there's also, I think, a drum actually under, was it Dope Machines as well, also has like a live drum under it and stuff. So a lot of it's just, you know, mishmashing. Or for example, Anna sings on a ton of the tracks, so she'd come over and we'd have her like sing and stuff, or play viola on, or violin on Chains.
So it was not complete isolation, wasn't it?
Well, no, but I mean, that was like the little sessions over the course of a year. A lot of time, kind of like blinking.
Ja, also er hat erzählt, also im Prinzip, früher haben sie so gearbeitet, dass er mit Darren in einem Raum war, saß mit zwei Gitarren, und dann haben sie sich die Songs erarbeitet, und hier war es dann eben wirklich anders, dass sie stundenlang über einen Beat diskutiert haben. Oder Anna ist jetzt wirklich auch gesangsmäßig bei vielen Songs dabei, und sie kam dann immer wieder vorbei und haben zusammen auch an den Songs gearbeitet. Aber im Prinzip war es tatsächlich eine völlig neue Arbeitsweise. You used to write prose before you wrote songs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Do you plan maybe write a novel song sometime now, maybe, that you know that you made the experience that you experienced writing in whole?
I'm not sure. Music's kind of takes up a tremendous amount of time. I feel like I see these people that do multiple careers, and I don't understand it, because I'm with all my being trying at this. You know what I mean? Like, when you're really struggling, work at something, I think to be really good at something requires that. Yeah. And I don't know if I'm really good at it or not, but I'm trying to be. And so it requires all my attention, all my effort. And there was a minute I thought about, writing or what, and it just never took, because I'd find myself back in the studio or writing a song, or we're on tour, for example. And when you're on tour, you're on tour. That's all you can really do with your life.
Ja, also Michael sagt, dass er hat früher Prosa geschrieben, also bevor er Songs geschrieben hat. Und ich habe ihn gefragt, ob er vielleicht plant, mal einen Roman zu schreiben. Und sagt, er ist nicht der Art Künstler, der auf mehreren Hochzeiten tanzen kann. Er kann nur eine Sache machen, und er hat sich der Musik verschrieben. Und wenn man auf Tour ist, kann man sowieso nichts anderes tun. Also ihm ist dieses Talent nicht gegeben, mehrere Dinge gleichzeitig zu tun. Er tut das, was er macht, mit ganzer Leidenschaft. Und wir sind froh, dass er das macht. Vielleicht irgendwann wird es mal etwas anderes geben, aber jetzt gibt es Airborne Toxic Event, und zwar heute Abend. Tonight you're playing at the C Club. Both albums.
Oh God.
Both albums. Also werden Sie beide Alben spielen?
You never know.
You never know. Yes. But did you bring the electronic equipment?
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll be definitely playing songs from Dope Machine.
Sie werden sowohl elektronisch, also Dope Machine, spielen, als auch das, was wir eben gehört haben. At what time?
I believe we're on at 9.
Neun.
Yeah, and then support's on at 8, which is Tusen. I don't know how to say that.
Tusen?
Name. Tusen.
It's a German band?
Yeah.
Or,
T-U-S-N.
T-U-S-N?
Yeah, they're really good. Yeah.
Okay. Also, and a
but I don't know the German pronunciation of it, so I feel like I'm not doing it justice. Tusen? Yeah. Really good.
Okay, gut. But Airborne, Toxic Event, heute Abend ab 21 Uhr dann im C-Club. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having
and
us.
And you come back in 5 years again? Or maybe before?
Maybe sooner
than that. Maybe sooner. Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Radio 1, nur für Erwachsene.